Ja, come in. Hello, newbie. You look a little scared. Why is that? Well, your collar is a little bit in the wrong angle. You know, I want the bell to be as directly in front. Good boy. We need to talk a little bit about things lately. You know why you're hired, right? You could be a little bit of trouble, but, well, we could easily fix things if you are open-minded. Now back to my question in hand. You know why you're hired, right? Yes. As our wellness associate, your job is to make sure that people like me, the main people who make money for this company, are well taken care of. You're supposed to make sure that everything is attended to in terms of my sexual needs, right? After all, after a long day of making sure every one of my girls are properly handled and every single one of my clients are properly handled, don't you think I also deserve a little bit of comfort? That's right. I am fully devoted to my people, to my stakeholders, and to my clients. And the least I can have is someone who's also fully devoted to me. Do you know what I'm getting at? Yes, newbie, I've noticed that there is a little bit of a difference in how you were acting in your first 2 weeks to today. And I think I know why. See, remember the hiring manager that I asked to supervise your little audition to be part of our community? You've been fucking her, haven't you? I could tell. The way you eat me is a little bit different. You're being a little bit of a brat sometimes, maybe because you think that I, too, like a little bit of rebelliousness in my subs, but not me. You assumed incorrectly. Whatever your hiring manager wants is not what I always want. It also has occurred to me that, well, not only are your techniques a little bit off, but every single time that she starts a calendar meeting, you always seem to disappear on that time. And I don't know why. She always seems to arrange her meetings during my own meetings so that I don't have you around to check on. I'm not dumb, newbie. But I understand her greed. Someone like you really is hard to find. Someone who's eager to please. Someone who just does things without question. Except for the little bit of brattiness that you have taken from her sessions into mine. It's all right. It's a rookie mistake. You know, you start thinking just because you finally built up your stamina that you can do two women at the same time, but what you forget is that you might have stamina now, but the two of us have built stamina for years. So, I think it's due time for a little bit of retraining, shall we? Oh, don't be afraid. You always act like that, but you know you love it anyways. You love it when a little bit of discipline is instilled in you. Let's start off by changing your collar, shall we? I really don't like the fact that you come in with that disheveled look. I know you've just been fucking her for like 15 minutes ago. So we're gonna take off this dirty collar of yours and switch it with something much, much better. Come over here, pet. Let me just slip this around your neck. Do you like it? It looks nice and good around you. You know that? Some little metal chain as well. It's a little bit more subtle than a bell, but it'll still let me know if you're coming close. You look perfect in it. Now, what do we do, pet, when we have to retrain you? Do you remember what's the first step? Good boy. You get on your knees and you beg for me to feed you. To feed you my wet and hot pussy. Am I right? Good boy. And how do I want to see you? On your knees and mouth open. And tongue out. Now beg for me. Good boy. Such a good boy. I'm allowing you. Come and lick my wet little pussy. Fuck. Yes, that's it. That's it. Show me what I've taught you. Show me. Circle your tongue around my clit. That's it. Good boy. Good pet. That's it. No. Don't nibble yet. That's what you've learned from that whore, but I'm not her, am I? I'm not that whore. I'm your mistress perfect, and you don't get to bite what I am not offering you yet. Right? Right. Good boy. Lick first, and I will tell you when you can go and nibble on my clit, okay? Good boy. Yes. This is it. Oh, yes. Good boy. Good boy. Perfect. Deeper. I want your tongue to go in my pussy. Tongue in my pussy. Now, you remember what I taught you, yeah? Graze your teeth just ever so lightly. Yes. Fuck. That's it. See, you could be trying to do the right thing. Yes. Do you like it, huh? Do you like how I taste? I taste better, don't I? Yeah? I'll forgive your transgression a while ago, and I'll pretend that it's because you're just a little over-eager for my pussy. How's that sound? Good. Because I won't show you mercy all the time, okay? Oh, yes. Yes, good boy. Good boy. Ah, oh, good boy. Now I want you to do something for me. Pull your pants down. Yes. Yes, yes, pull your pants down. Pull your pants down. No, no, no. Pull your pants down while your face is pressed against my pussy. You do not lift that pretty face of yours. You're going to keep your face pressed against my wet little pussy while you pull your pants down and your underwear, yes. Yes, did you wear my favorite? Good boy, good boy. You look so good in that. Your cock looks much bigger in this. And you're really hard now, aren't you? Nod, nod. Good boy. I'll pull your cock out. Pull your cock out. Yes, good. Good boy. Now I want you to stroke your cock. Stroke your cock ever so softly at first. Softly and slowly. Feel that nice big cock of yours. Yes, feel it. Feel it. Is it hard? Is it twitching? Good. Because this cock, the one that you're stroking, the one that you're playing with right now, yes? Do you know what it is? It's mine. Okay? It is mine. Every single inch of this big, glorious cock of yours, pretty boy, is mine. Tell me it's mine. Okay, you can lift your face up a tiny bit, just an inch, and tell me it's mine. Don't forget the magic word. It's mine, mistress. Good boy, good boy. You can stroke your cock a little bit faster now. Does this turn you on? Does it turn you on when your mistress takes control of you? Does it turn you on when your mistress takes care of you and tells you every single step of what you're about to do? Good boy. And you don't take any orders from anyone else now, do you? You're not supposed to, because who do you belong to? That's right, you belong to me. Now I'm going to allow you to play along with that little whore, but if you fuck up playing with me again, I'm going to punish you hard. You're not going to get anything from her, and you're not going to get anything from me, okay? So you're going to do exactly as I tell you to, and you're going to fuck me exactly as how I want you to, and you're going to play with my pussy and pleasure me and do everything I want exactly how I have always taught you, okay? Good boy. Lift your head up. Show me the mess on your face. I want to see an absolute mess all over your pretty face. Good. Who do you belong to? That's right. Every inch of you, everything you do, belongs to me. It is for me. And it is by me. And if you mess up again, what happens? That's right. I control you and I get to do anything I want to you. And whatever I give, I can easily take away. I don't need to punish you right now. But you know what I mean, right? Good boy. Give me your cock. And my hand, right now. You silly, silly boy. Do you think you can get all of your pleasures from that whore? No one fucks you the way I do. No one commands you the way I do. That's why I'm on top, and she isn't. That's why in this company, I rule, and she doesn't. Do you see the difference between the two of us now? I can make her life a living hell if I wanted to. I'm just too nice. And I know that you have your needs as well. But I have my needs too. And I want them to be served the exact way I asked for. Clear? Clear? You feel how tight I'm squeezing your cock with my hand? It's clear, isn't it? Yes? Tell me it is. Yes, mistress. Yes, that's it. Good boy. Good boy, I'm going to stroke you. I'm going to stroke you harder and faster. Because this is what you deserve, right? You deserve this, don't you? For being a good boy? For promising to follow my instructions next time? For not taking any of her instructions during our playtime? Good boy. Good boy. Tell me you want your cock stroke. Tell me how you want it. Harder? Do you want it faster, my good boy? You want it faster? Yeah? Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Good boy. You're mine. You are mine. Push your cock deep inside my pussy. Push it. Push it. Deeper. I want every inch of you buried deep inside my pussy right now. Yes, yes, good boy, good boy, such a sweet, perfect boy with the big cock of yours. Yes, yes, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me nice and hard and deep. Go ahead, show me like I've always taught you. Yes, 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 good boy. Good boy. Do you like that? You like how it feels? Should I let you come deep inside me? Should I let you come deep inside my fucking pussy, huh? Are you a good boy? Do you deserve that? Do you deserve it? Do you deserve it? Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Come inside me. Come inside me. Feel my pussy squeeze every inch of this glorious cock. Yours and come deep inside me. Empty every single drop of that. Come deep inside me. Yes, 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 yes. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Ah, yes, yes, that's it, that's it. Every job, give it to me, give it to your mistress. Good boy, very, very good boy. Promise me you'll be a good boy from now on. That you won't bring any of her instructions while I have you? Good. Because I understand that you're building your stamina right now. But I need you to understand that I like things done my way and my way only. Now, get some rest. Clean yourself up. You can rest on my couch right now while I continue working. And when you leave a little bit later, jab by that secretary of yours and tell her to come to me. I need to retrain her too.